Shalom, Baruch Hu, of the Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tes Zayin. Today's daf discusses the Satan's battle with Eoy. We discuss what the Satan is, his job description. We discuss the Machlekes, whether Eoy actually was over. Did he feel in any sense? We discuss Hashem's responses to Eoy. We discuss Eoy's daughter and having daughters in general, Avram's daughter. Some incredible things about Avram Avinu. We begin with the Satan talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A lot of these apsukim, the Satan tells Hashem, of course Eiyov is going to be a Yorei Shemayim. You take really good care of him. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says, "Mai Seyodov Birkas"? Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok explains, anyone who got even a pruta from Eiyov would get a bracha. He was misparech. When the pasuk says "Mekneu Paretz Baaretz," Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina explains that Eiyov's flock went against nature. You see, normally wolves kill lambs, goats, but Eiyov's were so robust and strong they would kill the wolves. The pasuk says "V'ulam Shalach No Yon Chavego V'Gol B'Chol Asher Iloi Emalei Al Panecha Yivorechecha." Satan challenges Eiyov's Tzidkus and says, well, maybe if you threw him a challenge, he would actually curse Hashem. Hashem says, do what you want with him. Just don't kill him. Those were the Satan's limits. So the Navi continues and tells us that it was on that day his sons and daughters, they were drinking wine in their brother's house, the Bechor, and a Malach comes and tells Eiyov that while the oxen are plowing, the donkeys are already grazing. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a taste of Gan Eden, where the birthing happened the same day as the pregnancy, and the field was already growing as they were planting it. Things started out okay, but then immediately it started to rain. While they were speaking, someone came and said that a fire came and killed the cattle. And then someone else came saying that the Babylonians sent 3 governors to take the camels. And Nachama, while they were talking, someone said that his sons and daughters were drinking wine in that house, and that by their brother, the Bechor, a big wind came and knocked the whole building down and killed them all. Yev gets up, he tears his beged, he pulls out some hair. He says, I was born naked, and I will turn to Hashem naked. Hashem lakach. Hashem nasan Hashem lakach. Yishem Hashem evayirach. We say this at every Levaya. The pasuk says that with all of this, Eiyov still did not sin. V'loy nasan tiflo le'elokim. He stayed strong. Noswal, the Satan. We review the story a little bit. We had yesterday, the Satan was with the other Malachim, with Hashem. And Hashem says, where you been? He says, I've been all around. And Hashem says, never find anyone who is as amazing as Avraham. The Satan says, the greatest is Avraham. And Hashem says, have you met my Eiyov? Avraham was amazing. He withstood Ephraim, Hachiti. The Satan says, I could get Eiyov to break too. It's a wild pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan says that Mayim Hashem al Satan, Hisham to libcho al avdi Eiyov, ki in kamayu ba'aretz. But then a machzik betumasoi, but it sees tani boy levalui chinom, as if the Satan seduced Hashem to devour Eiyov. Rabbi Yochanan says that Lamaisa, the pasuk says this. Rabbi Yochanan is like Hashem was seduced by the Satan. Now there's a braisa that says that the Satan goes down into the world, he makes someone stumble, he goes up, prosecutes against him, and then comes down and takes his neshama. It's a full-day job. The pasuk says, "Vayana Satan, es Hashem." You gave him everything, of course he is amazing, take away some of his stuff, and we'll see if he curses you. Hashem says, you do what you want, just don't take his life. So Satan goes out to start his mission, and he smites Eiyov. Rav Yitzchak says that the pain of the Satan was worse than Eiyov. It's like someone whose master tells him to smash the barrel, just make sure the wine doesn't fall out, right? Demolish Eiyov, but don't kill him. It's a very painful task for the Satan. Rish Lakish says that the Yetzer Hara is the same as the Satan, same as the Malach HaMoves. He's the Satan from the pasuk. We see it says, "Vayetzer Satan me'eis Penei Hashem." He's the Yetzirah from the pasuk Rak Rak Hol Hayoim. And it says over here, Rak Yilov Al Tishlach Yodcho. And he sees the Malach HaMavis on the pasuk Aches Nafshoy Shamor. See that he is has control over Nafashoy. He sees the Malach HaMavis. Levi says that the Satan and Penina, who tormented her co-wife Chana, both worked L'Shem Shemayim. Why is the Satan working L'Shem Shemayim? It's brought down the Penina Bikarim says that it was Yom Kippur, so he's not working L'Shem Shemayim. Imagine what he does if Eve is on his day off. Imagine what the Satan does the 364 days a year. The Satan saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really connected. He was looking at Eiv. He said, Chas v'shalom, that he's going to forget about Avram Avinu. So to make sure that Avram Avinu remains at the top bar with gold medal, he wanted to pull down Eiv. And Penina, the pasuk says, V'kas chotzerata ki koas ba'avur ar imo. She tormented Chana to get her to daven. Rav Bar Yaakov says, now, when the Satan heard this vart, that the Satan was working L'Shem Shemayim, he was very happy about this. We know that Penina was punished. Her children did die because the Maizah, even though she was L'Shem Shemayim, when you cause pain to someone, there's a natural reaction, consequence. In any event, the Pasuk says that Eiv still did not sin b'svasav. Rava says he didn't sin with his mouth, but he did sin in his heart. What do you say? Eretz nasna b'yad rosha p'nei shoyf teho yechaseh em le'ifo mihu. Rava says that this means that Eiv wanted in his heart to be mechayev megadev, Rashi says. But Abai says no. Over here, this pasuk was Eiv talking to the Satan, not about Hashem. And Abai says, this is machlekes tanoim. When the pasuk says, Eretz nasna b'yad rosha, Eliezer says that Eiv wanted to be mechayev megadev, curse Hashem, Chas v'shalom, Rabbi Yeshua says he was talking to the Satan. Okay, so there's an intrinsic machlaik as whether, a fundamental machlaik as whether Eiv was actually succumbing to the Satan's challenges. Now the pasuk says, Al da'itzecho, kilo ereshave, ein mion chomansel, Rava says, that Eiv was saying that there's no bechira. Says, Rabbi Shalom, the same way you made an ox with split hooves, donkey with joint hooves, you made Gan Eden, Gehenim, you made Tzadikim and Rishoyim. Nothing can change that. But Eiv's friends, they said, Afato Tofer, Yerov Tigra, Sichol Lefnei Kel. You say that, and you're uprooting the whole concept of Tefillah. You're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, but he created a Torah Tavlin. Like Mesillas Yesharim says, the only way to cure the Eretz Hara is with its tavlin, with its cure, Torah. Rava Darshan from the pasuk Birchas Oyved Olai Tovoy VeLiv Al Mono Arnin. Eiv was saying that Birchas Oyved Olai Tovoy, he used to steal keilu the fields of Yisoyimim. It must be with permission because you can't steal even to give it back. He would improve on these fields and return them. When it says VeLiv Al Mono Arnin, he used to encourage people to marry an almana, or he would claim that he was related to them to give her some yichus to help her get remarried. The pasuk says, "Lo yishokel yishokel kaasi v'havoisi maznayim yisu yachad." Eiv was saying that if Hashem would weigh my pain, nothing could outweigh the tzar that I'm experiencing. Rav says, dirt in the mouth of Eiv. How could that be? You talk to Hashem like a friend. And when Eiv says, "Lo yesh beinenu moichiach yesh esode al shaninu," now we have to get a third party here to arbitrate the tremendous tsar I'm going through. Rav says, since when does an eved give musar teichocha to his master? When Eiv says, "Bris karasi karisi leinai oma esboinon al besula." He's saying that he had a clean heart and clean eyes. Rava says, you think you're so wonderful? Look at Avraham Avinu. He didn't even look at his own wife. He didn't know yadati ki isha yefas mare'at. Until that point, Avraham did not see Sarah. So, Eiv, you're wonderful. You're not looking at other women. But Avraham Avinu was greater than you. Yuv says, Kola anon v'yelech kain yoved sh'ol lo yale. Rava says that he was being koifer in Tchias HaMeis and the cloud just dissipates and doesn't return. When Yuv says, Asher b'sharo yishifuni v'harbe pitzoy chinam. Rabba explains that the same Yuv that was mecharef against Hashem with Sarah, the tshuva with Sarah. Right? Over here it says, Asher b'sara yishufani, where the response was with Sarah. You could take the samach and make it into a sin to mean hair. So, Yuv said, Hashem, you're blasting me for no reason. The Rebbein Shalom answers. He tells the Rebbein Shalom. First, Yuv says, maybe there was this big wind that was blowing by Rebbein Shalom. Whatever this means, obviously, this is a very deep mashal or conversation. And maybe, Hashem, you mixed up my name, Eoiv, for Oyev, for an enemy. I'm not your enemy, Rebbein Shalom. So Rebbein Shalom has a number of responses. First is that he answers with Sarah. The Pasuk says, Vayan Hashem es Eoiv min ha-Sarah, and he says, Ezer no ki gibor chalatzecho eshalucho ve-hoidieni. The Rebbein Shalom tells Eoiv, how many hairs are on a person's head? He said that redhead has more, blonde has less. There's tens of thousands of hairs. Every hair comes from its own root, its own pore. If two hairs were to come out of the same root, the same pore, it would weaken the person's eyes. If I'm not mixing up a single hair with its neighbor, you think I'm mixing up Eoiv and Oyev? Second, Hashem responds with the Pasuk, Ki polag l'shatav tale. You know how many drops of rain fall from the sky? Each one gets its own channel. If two drops were to meet each other and come through the same channel, it would destroy the entire Eretz. It wouldn't produce any fruit. I guess if the world's destroyed, we wouldn't eat fruit. I'm not sure what that's adding. If I'm not mixing up drops of rain, Eoiv, you think I'm mixing Eoiv up with Oyev? Gemara says, well, who says that Tala means a channel? Rabbi Bashil explains from the Pasuk Vayas Tala Kibesa Saim Zera. No, third answer, Hashem tells Eoiv, from the Pasuk V'derech Lechozis Koilos. Hashem says there are sounds that rumble from the clouds, the thunder from the clouds. There's a path for each sound. If they were to collide, it would destroy the world. If I'm not mixing up sound vibrations, you think I'm mixing up Eoiv and Oyev? Fourth, Hashem says, Hayadat Es Ledes Ya'le Sela Choylel Ayelois Tishmar. You know, the time that this ram is giving birth and the pain that it's going through, that I'm guarding it. What's happening? There's this Ya'elo who is cruel to her children. See, while she's giving birth, on Omid Beis, it says she's in so much pain. She goes up onto this high mountaintop to let the baby fall off a cliff and die. She just wants it to be over. Hashem says, I send an eagle to catch this baby lamb on its wings and bring it back to the mother. Moments later, she wants to see her little baby. With if that eagle comes a second earlier, a moment too late, it'll be a failed childbirth, yes? You think I'm mixing up Eoiv and Oyev? But it's not the craziest thing. You could see videos of an eagle lifting off a fully grown goat. So definitely a newborn it could catch. The fifth response Rebbein Shalom has to Eoiv is Choylel Ayolus Tishmar. There's a lamb, a sheep, that's womb is too narrow to actually birth its baby. So I send a snake, says Hashem, to bite it in its rechem, and that snake venom is a muscle relaxant, and that opens up the womb to let the baby be born. If that snake comes a moment too early, too late, the baby's gonna die. I don't mix up moments. You think I mix up Eoiv and Oyev? The Gemara says that Eoiv was not speaking with Das. Rafa explains that Odim Nitvas Peshas Tsaroi, Ein Odim Nitvas Peshas Tsaroi, one is not held accountable for how he's behaving in turbulent times. Now the Pasuk in Eiv tells us that Eve's three friends heard about the pain that he was experiencing, and they came, each from his place, Eliphaz, Atemoni, Bildad, Ashuchi, and Tzofar, Anomi. They all came to be Menachem Eiv. Why does the Pasuk say, Vayeidu Yachtov? Rabbi Yehuda Amarav explains that although they came from 300 parsois away, different sides of the land, they all entered the exact same gate at the exact same time. How did they know to come exactly at the same time? So the Gemara tells us that they had these crowns, these like magic crowns with the image of each one of their friends on it. And if there was something wrong with their friend, the image on their crown would get sad and they would know to come to their aid. Some say that there was a tree that they had planted for each of their friends and it would droop if their friend needed help. Fascinating. Rava says, this is why people say you either have friends like Eoiv's friends or Misusa or death. This is the ultimate friendship. They were there for each other, especially in times of need. Now the Pasuk says, Vahi ki heichel ha'odom l'roi l'apanei ha'adamo b'nois yoldu lohem. Back in Bereishis, we have a machlekes what it means. Heichel ha'odom l'roi. Rabbi Yochanan, it says, it means that they were populating Ravio, the land, Rish Lakish says. Meriva, they were fighting. Ashur brings down that there are these giants who are stealing their daughters, so there's no Shalom bias. Rish Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan, you're saying it's just population. At the end of Eve's story, when he gets back what he had lost, Rabbi Yochanan repays him. If it just means population, he should have got back his daughters as well. It seems that while Hashem doubled his sons, he did not double his daughters. So Rabbi Yochanan explains, it's true that he didn't double the quantity of his daughters, but he doubled their beauty. Like the Pasuk says, Vayiloi benano bonim, shivana bonim, seven sons, three daughters. One was Yemama, the second was Ketzia, and the third was Keren Hafuch. Yemama means that she was bright like the day. Ketzia means that she smelled beautifully like Ketzia spice. Keren Hafuch, Rebbe Sheila says it was like a count of the courage, but they laughed in Eretz Yisrael because they said that that's not a very pleasant looking horn of an animal. It's all black. Elamai Rav Chisda says that it's referring to a spice. Korkomo de Rishko Bemine. Like the Pasuk says, Ki takriye befuch. Gemara tells us that Rav Shimon Berebi had a baby girl. It was his first baby, and he wanted to be able to do mitzvah pinyan aben. So he had Chalisha Sadas that he missed out on that mitzvah. Ravua told him, you know what, you had a girl, so you brought more Ravya into the world. It's a good thing. But Bar Kapara says that that was an empty consolation because the Brisa says that while the world needs boys and girls, Ashrei, the one who has the boys, and Oy to the one who has the girls, his children who are givers, the same way the world needs spice makers and tanners, Ashrei, the one who gets to work with the nice-smelling spices instead of the yicky-smelling tanning materials. L'maisa, it's machlekes tanoim, what the situation is with having girls. The pasuk says, Vashem berech has Avraham bakol. The question is, what does bakol mean? Rav Meir says, the bracha was that he didn't have daughters. Rav Yehuda says, the bracha was that he did have daughters. Others say that he had a daughter, and the bracha was this daughter named bakol. Rav Eliezer Hamudoi says that the bracha that Avraham Avinu got was the bracha of astrology. He felt it in his heart. And all the kings of the East and West used to come and ask him for his astrological advice. Shimon bar Yochai says that Avraham Avinu had this Even Toiva, this jewel around his neck, and any chayla who saw it would immediately become healed. When he was Nifter, Hashem took it and put that jewel into the sun. There are those that interpret this homiletically as certain joy that Avraham Avinu had, that he could cheer and heal anyone who is ill, and Hashem put that into the morning sun. You wake up in the morning, it's delightful and soothing. Vai says this is why people say that when the day gets lifted up, the illness is lifted with it. Others say that the bracha that Avraham, God, was that Esau did not rebel while he was still alive. Others say that the bracha was that Ishmael did tshuva while he was alive. Now, this idea of Esau's rebellion, we find this in the pasuk. We have Esau min asodev hu oyef. What was he so tired about? The Brisa tells us that that was the day that Avraham was nifter. Yaakov was therefore making those adashim, those lentils, to be menachem his father Yitzchok after his grandfather's passing. He dafka made adashim. Either, like they said in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of a Rabbi Bar Mori, that adashim don't have any mouth. So to an ovel has no mouth, there's no words to say. Others say because it's round, so to Avelus, it's something which rolls around everyone on the planet, anyone who comes to this world. The Nafkamina is whether you could use eggs which aren't exactly round, but they also don't have a peh. Rabbi Yochanan says that the five Averis that Rosh HaYisov did on that day was he was Baal and Aram Urasa. Like the pasuk says, "Aviv Esav ben Asodeh," and it says, "Baiznus ki baasodeh motzo." He murdered, like the pasuk says here. He was oyef, and it says, "By murder oyno li ki eifo nafshi lahorgim." He was kafar be'eker, number three, like the pasuk says, "Lo maze onoichi," and it says, "Ze kelivan ve'u." It's that ze that he was kafar on Hashem, and he's kafar on tchias amazim. Number four. Like the Pasuk says, "Hinei hoilech lomos," I'm going to die and not return. And he was mevaza the bechor. Like the Pasuk says, "Vayiva zeisav asa bechor." He's mevaza the avodah that comes with the bechor. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.